Sisters, I decided to preach in English this morning. I haven't been doing that for months. As I shared before, my first English sermon was in California. The English pastor, the church that was serving, asked me to preach English pastor sermon to the congregation. I was afraid. I said my English is not that good. Because of my English, I used to find that job is hard to look for when you're not able to speak well. But the English pastor says, no problem. They are used to their parents' English, so you can ask them. So when you speak, they are like listening to their parents. So that was, I'm always reminded by that advice. Today is the last sermon in the series on Isaiah 6. Let's read the passage together again. I would like to read it in let us read it in English together. Chapter 6, verse 1.
Saul, or sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of smoke filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. Above him stood the seraphim. The whole world is filled with glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe to me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the people of unclean lips. In my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." The seraphim flew to me. In his hand, the burning coal that he took, taken with his tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Shall I send, and will go for us?" Then he said, "Here I am, send me."
Verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with thorns on the altar.
So,
and he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for."
将看这样的口说，看这样的嘴就除掉，你的罪恶就赦免。
And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me."
见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁？谁肯为你去？说我在这里，请差遣我。
Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for your glory. Open our eyes that we will be able to see
开我们的眼,
how majestic you are. Help us to be able to surrender and humble ourselves. We ask that you will grant this mercy and grant this grace upon us. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk about with you this morning. I want to talk to you this morning about worship. Let's open your Bible. I won't have any slide.
这个讲章的头文
to Book of Isaiah.
起来看以赛亚书。
I want to talk about worship. What is worship?
今天想探讨这个敬拜，什么是真实的敬拜？
Think with me for a moment. We say we come here every Sunday to worship.
在我们一起想，我们星期天来到这里，一起来敬拜。
We come into this building, we gather from here, we see familiar faces, we sit and facing the same way.
在教堂,先,这个圣殿,然后我们这个大概的方向都是同一个方向。
Some people stand on the stage, we sing together,
一起来唱歌,
we pray together,
一起祷告,
we open the Bible.
起开把圣经,
someone is preaching from the Bible.
在从圣经里面讲的,
this worship,
这个是我们心中的敬拜吗?
Is worship happening? We sing songs?
敬拜是不是在我们唱歌的时候就是敬拜吗?
Is worship great when the music and song selection is great?
这个东西非常好，这就是进步，就是非常好。是
great when the pianists are able to play beautiful songs.
其实说这个我们的私情非常好的音乐，这就是说我们进步非常好吗？
Is worship great when we enjoy the music?
但我们沉浸欣赏这个音乐的时候，不是我们的敬拜的场面。Is worship
Is worship equals emotional intensity?
敬拜是不是要感，有多少感动？
Do you measure worship by the atmosphere of the room?
是不是用我们这大家的气氛衡量敬拜？
Deep you go emotionally, does that mean it is also how deep the worship goes?
在心里深深受触动，其实非常的投入，这是不是就是等同敬拜，属灵的深度？
Can we sing the prayers, pray the right prayers, hear the Bible preach, and then yet witness the true worship?
我们说的唱的是正确的歌词，然后我们是正确的祷告。 所有的表现都是很合理的，这就会不会是就是敬拜一切呢？
I want you to think about worship this morning.
想提醒大家一起来思考敬拜。
Why are we doing this every Sunday morning?
星期天来敬拜。
We're looking for when we worship.
敬拜的时候我们在寻求什么？
If that's not worship, why are we doing it?
我们实际的反应为什么要这样做呢？
Let's begin with a simple definition of worship.
从一个非常简单的敬拜的定义开始。
We can approach this from different angles, but we can think of the word itself. The English word worship is related to the idea of
worship.
To worship something or someone is to ascribe or recognize or declare worth on that something or someone who worship. So if we say we worship God, then we must ask how much is God to us. While you're singing, you want to worship God, and something vibrates in your pocket. That is worth your attention at that time. Your attention at that time. How much worth is God to us? What worth do we truly give Him? Imagine where is a GM salesman.
想象一下,
This is another example. Don't take it personally. You go into the labs and then the GM car salesman comes to you and tells you how good GM car is. They are very safe, they said. Very reliable. The salesman is manuals and every person with your own budget.
So,
he sounds very convincingly and with then he sells you the brand GM car. He shakes your hand and takes his lunch break. You see him going to drive away. What do you say to me truly worshipping? How do you feel when it is presented you that when he drive a brand new Honda away? I said Honda because I've been promoting Toyota too many times. The same way worship is not what we say is wrong. We may sing that God is worthy, holy, and faithful. But the question is, after it is all done, in your parking lot, what is this like in your life? Is God truly worthy? Is it worthy for you to choose Him every second of your life?
是不是发生在你的生命中的时刻，你都会去履行使命？
Do our choices, priorities in our life shows that God is truly worthy?
选择我们优先级在是不是所有的选择，是不是我们把神作为主？
Our professor defined worship as what happens between God's revelation and humans' response.
教授这个敬拜呢，就是在神的启示和人的回应之间的发生的事情。
God reveal Himself，
神向启示他自己。
And we see God's revelation and response，
是启示，然后我们回应。
Our response， we can respond wrongly or rightly，
是正确的，也可以是属实的。
As we respond to the purpose, as we will, God will bring further revelation. This is what we see in Isaiah 6. When Isaiah comes to God, God reveals His holiness.
神向他显示了他的圣洁。
How did Isaiah respond?
以赛亚是怎样回应的？
He responded with confession, saying, "Woe is me."
是，见到圣洁的主。
Because Isaiah has a proper response, God further revealed Himself.
以赛亚的回应是合适的，神进一步的向他显示
God will give us mercy to cleansing and forgiveness，
神向他显示了他的，就是通过他对他的洁净表现出来的。
How did Isaiah respond to that mercy？
那以赛亚对这个神的回应是怎样的回应？
Tell God that here I am, send me。So true worship is not what we create or present for God.
真正的敬拜不是我们创造或者是向神来表现什么。
It is not the music that we arrange.
是说我们跟人有没有音乐。
It is not the atmosphere that we create.
是我们在这个所产生的这种气氛。
It is not the emotion that we feel.
是我们在征服的时候深深的感动。
True worship is what we do here, what God says in His Word.
真正的敬拜是当我们听到神的话语的时候，我们怎样去回应，怎样去做。
When He reveals His holiness,
当下我们神向我们启示了他自己的圣洁。
We confess our sinfulness.
向神认罪。
When He reveals His mercy,
向我们从下面显示他的仁义。
We surrender,
向他降服。
When we
read Isaiah,
there's something wrong with Israel's worship.
是我们进入到某一些问题。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书的第一章。
That's wrong with their worship.
敬拜有什么问题？
First, their worship is outwardly things.
首先，他们的敬拜是外在的，没有内在的。
Worship without things is their problem.
敬拜是不合理的。
You read chapter 13 to 15.
第一章的13-15.
As Israel come to worship God,
以色列人神面前敬拜神的时候
，This is what God says.
那么这是神说的。
He says He hears it.
他说说他恨这些，恨这些。
Sweet of it.
非常的厉害。
He hears it.
想听。
Verse 13 speaks. Sin is an abomination to me.
十三节讲。在算虚浮的风雨山顶是所有是我所赞誉的。
I can not endure eternity and solemn assembly.
圣就这么远，整年数字。 When you spread your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. 其实把你遮掩不看, this is shocking. 这是对我们说非常震惊的话, this is God's response. We shouldn't be doing, we shouldn't be sitting here anymore today. 如果不是神的回应神的说话,我们今天就不能在这里做了。The God responded that way. 为什么神会这样的回应? Because the worship was outwardly religious, but inwardly corrupted.
敬拜是为了在上面有非常宗教的仪式，但是内心却充满腐败。The
king got with lifted hands.
为什么请双手呢?
The same hands were full of blood.
但他们的双手沾满了血。Their
hearts were filled with worship songs during the gathering.
在敬拜的时候，心里面充满了一些善诗。
At the same heart is filled with idols. During the week, sick in vacation. I do my best for a few days. Now, notice it's more than that.
而且我那个几天手都不舒服，这里面都长了脓。虽然已经洗了这个瓶子，但是真实上肯定没洗干净。那我从这个瓶子上来，这个
disgusting，
是非常恶心的。所以你从这边。
I wonder somehow, if possible, speed up all the waters I've been drinking for the past few days. This is what Israel worship is like to God. If you just pour out the water, you just look at the water that pours out, you don't see any problems. Inside there somewhere is polluted. It's not just not nice, it's disgusting. It's not just, don't do that. It's an abomination.
The abomination is God wants to speak up. 这个不仅仅是说不能这样做了，而是说让神恶心，神是说就马上就把它吐出来。
We should look for repentance. We want the change of heart. Not a habit, a sign worth to God. It's a communication to God. It's a worship that was polluted. A discussion to God. When you come to Isaiah 29, verse 13,
29:13 says, these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me.
以赛亚书29:3说，六百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
Israel's worship sounded very nice.
那么以色列人的敬拜听上去很好。
Their hearts were far away from God.
但他们的心却远离神。
We sing songs.
我们唱歌。
How many times have I stand on down there and sing songs, and then all of a sudden my mind wander away?
因为这样情况，我在会议中站了一起。 唱敬拜神的歌，但可惜忽然就被招走了。
All of a sudden, I remember Monday, I have something I need to do.
他忽然想起来星期一我有一个事情马上要做。
Or someone really irritate me.
或者忽然想起某些人真是让我讨厌。
While I was still singing songs.
但是我在同时我在唱赞美神的歌。
And sometimes even raise hands.
有的时候我能举起双手。
We have the right posture.
我们有正确的方式。
We have the right language.
我们有正确的语言。
We know what to do.
我们知道该怎样去做。
Sometimes we know when to say amen.
有的时候我们也知道该什么时候去说阿门。
Outwardly we come near to God.
在外在上面我们看上去和神很亲近。
But our heart is far away.
但是我们的心与神是很远的。
This is frightening.
这是让人非常可怕的一个提醒。
Because we are training ourselves to do this weekday, weekend after weekend.
因为我们训练自己周而复始的每一周都这样去做。
We train ourselves to do this, to do the right thing, to say the right thing, but our heart is somewhere else.
我们训练自己表面上做正确的事，说正确的话，但是我们心却远远离开神。
We learn to say prayers, bow our head, and say amen, but our heart is somewhere else.
我们学会祷告，低头，我们但是我们的心思是远远的在那里。
We learn to read the Bibles, listen to the message, we even shed tears, but we continue to be unchanged. We learn to do that.
我们学习读圣经，然后来读神的话语，甚至感动的流泪，但是我们的行为没有一点改变。
Over time, we become used to it.
慢慢的，我们就很习惯这种方式。
So our life never changed, but we seek more emotional worship that will make us cry, and then we go back to the same old lifestyle again.
就我们周而复始的一直这样做，虽然没有任何的改变，我们创造更多的歌曲。来感动我们自己来唱歌，但是生命中丝毫没有这样改变。
Crying becomes just one of the emotional relief.
我们的流泪成为我们的感情的流露发泄的一个渠道。
So then we can go back to our world.
所以我们可以回到我们的正常的生活中。
How can we claim that God is real to us? When our heart was never real to him.
我们怎能够声称神对我们生命中是真实的，同时我们的生命，我们的心没有任何的改变。
And then we come to Isaiah 30.
我们来看以赛亚书第三十章。
What went wrong with Israel's worship?
那么在以色列的敬拜出了什么问题呢？
They reject the true revelation.
他们拒绝真正的启示。
Chapter 30, verse 10.
三十章十节。
They say to the seers, prophets, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right, speak to us to move things.
他们对先知说，不要妄见不吉利的事，对先知说，不要向我们讲正直的话，要向我们说柔和的话。
They said to those people who see the spiritual things, they said, do not see.
他对那些能够看到属灵真实的人说别看。
Those who prophesy the word of God says, do not say those things, just comfort us.
对那些能够真的是宣扬神的话语的书，他们说告诉说别这样讲话，跟我们只讲温柔安静的话。
They come not to listen.
他们不愿意去听。
They not to listen to what is right.
但不想听神要他们听的话。
They only want to listen to what was comfortable.
他们只想听到他们心里的安慰的话。
They did not want God's word.
他们不想要神的话。
To expose them, to correct them.
他不想什么话来暴露他们心里的罪，然后来纠正他们的罪。
They want to choose the part of the word of God that comforts them.
他们只想选择那些神安慰的话语。
Listen, they still want prophets. They still want someone preaching. They still want someone teaching Bible study. They just don't want them to teach the content they don't like.
他们还是想要那些先知先见，一些教师教他们神的话，他只是不想听那些神里边讲的，让他们听起来不顺耳的话。
They did not want to be known as a people without God.
他们不想让人知道他们是没有神的名。
But they don't want a life that truly surrenders to God.
但他们生命中不想真正的侍奉神。
With this, we come to Isaiah 6. I know we've gone for a few minutes, but I'll try.
我们来再重新看以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah 6 says, Isaiah sees the Lord seated on the throne.
以赛亚书第六章讲到，以赛亚看到神高坐在宝座上。
God revealed His holiness.
神向他启示他的圣洁。
Angels crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord."
那撒拉弗天使一直在呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
The whole house is filled with smoke.
那整个的殿充满烟雨。
The worship begins here.
敬拜在这里面。
Not with our feelings, not with our music, not with the atmosphere.
这个敬拜不是说是从充满音乐或我们的感情或一些气氛。
The worship begins when God reveals us who He is.
敬拜是从神向我们显现他自己开始的。
True worship begins with the revelation of God to Isaiah.
真正的敬拜是从神亲自向以赛亚显示开始的。
Not with our feelings.
而不是从我们的感情感觉开始。
Isaiah feels sad.
那以赛亚这个时候心里边悲哀。
God did not stop with that feeling.
那神并没有让他停下，就是终止他的这个非常悲哀的感觉。
When someone is sad, you want to comfort them, right?
当有些人很悲伤的时候，你想安慰他。
When Isaiah is sad, God wants him to feel that he is unclean.
那么这个时候，当以赛亚心里边非常悲哀的时候，神让他感觉到他自己的不洁。
So in response to this revelation, verse 5, Isaiah confesses, "Woe is me, for I am lost."
这个时候，对于这个神的圣洁，以赛亚的回应是。祸灾，我灭亡了。
Isaiah is overwhelmed.
这个时候，以赛亚心里边真是被这个自己不洁的这种罪行的震撼。
He is not overwhelmed by the music.
他并不是因为这个音乐被真音乐而震撼。
He is not overwhelmed by the atmosphere.
也不是被这个气氛所震撼。
He is overwhelmed by the holiness of God.
他被神的圣洁而震撼。
He says, "I'm a dead man."
他说我是死人了。
In the light of God's holiness, he sees his own uncleanness. I'm a man of unclean lips.
在神的圣洁中，他看到自己的不洁。他说我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
True worship begins with the revelation of God.
真正的敬拜是从神启示他自己开始。
As we stand before the Holy God,
当我们站在圣洁的神面前的时候
，True worship continues with honest confession.
真正的敬拜接下去是看到神的圣洁之后有诚心的悔改
，Confessing ourselves as sinners.
认罪，承认我们自己是罪人。
As Isaiah responded. With compassion, God further revealed His mercy through forgiveness.
当以赛亚以他的认罪作为回应的时候，神进一步的是以他的怜悯作为回应。
Verse 6 and 7. Angel bring a burning coal on the altar and touch his mouth and say, your guilt is taken away, your sin atoned for.
这撒拉的天使飞到了他的眼前，手里拿着银饭，是从我眼中拿上取下来的，将饭沾了以赛亚的口，说：“看哪，这饭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。”
This is the mercy of God.
这是神的怜悯。
True worship produces guilt, and that guilt exposes, but it does not stop there.
真正的敬拜，让我的罪显现，但是这显现没有停在那。
After confession, God reveals His mercy.
当我们认罪的时候，神向我们显示了他的怜悯。
The Holy God cleanses Isaiah.
圣洁的主，圣洁的神，洁净了以赛亚。
Before God, Isaiah says, "Woe is me."
在神面前，他认识到自己的罪，他说：“祸在我，灭亡了。”
The same God says, "Your guilt is taken away."
同一位神说：“你的罪已经被除掉，你的罪被赦免。”
In response to this mercy,
那么回应这个怜悯。
When Isaiah hears the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
当以赛亚听到神的声音说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”
Isaiah never asked God, "Where do you want to send to? Who are you going to send?"
以赛亚并没有问他说：“神，你要把我放到往哪里派人？你要送谁去呢？”
Would it be an easy task or a difficult mission?
那么这个事是容易的还是很艰难的？
He does not ask about the causes, result, the cause, the comfort of the calling.
他没有问神这些过程和这些所有的代价，或是否艰难，他没有问这些差遣的任何事情。
Because he has saw the most, has received the mercy of God, he simply says, "Here I am, send me."
他是因为接受了神的怜悯，他只是说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
The lips that once cried, "Woe is me."
这个曾经说：“祸在我，灭亡的嘴唇。”
Now says, "Here I am."
现在说：“我在这里。”
The lips that confesses uncleanness now has been cleansed by grace.
那曾经承认自己不洁的嘴唇，现在说到说实在，我被洁净了。
Forgiven lips become surrender lips.
被饶恕的嘴唇成为了一个完全顺服的嘴唇。
True worship offer the whole life back.
真正的敬拜是把自己全身献上。
I wonder why. Why every time when the word of God is proclaimed, not more of us responded by saying, "God, here I am, send me."
我有的时候在想，当对神的话语在被宣讲的时候，没有很多人回应说：“神，我在这里，请差遣我。”
Why don't more Christians, every time we hear the word being preached, we responded to God saying, "Here I am."
为什么没有更多的基督徒在听到神的话语里面，他们回应会说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
How can we hear the greatness of God and we are not moved and we are unchanged?
我们只能听到伟大的神的话语，而我们的心里一点都没有变化。
For every Christian,
对任何一个基督徒，
the normal response to God's mercy should be offering ourselves as living sacrifice.
对神的那种怜悯的回应，都应该是把我们自己献上当做活祭。
The normal response for a forgiven sinner should be, "Here I am."
对任何一个罪人，被赦免的罪人，他的正常的回应应该是：“我在这里。”
Why don't we have more responses like that?
为什么我们没有像这样的回应呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
Why don't we?
为什么我们不这样回应呢？
When there's a call to full-time mission, every Christian should be like, "Send me." And then after a few weeks, you come back and you feel sad that God apparently did not send you.
为什么在有全权呼召的时候， 对，所有的这部分应该是请差遣五，也许几个星期之后没有被差遣，心理上就感到不安。That should be normal, right? 这个应该正常的回应。
God did not send everyone to be a pastor, but everyone is so willing to serve him full time that they just feel sad that God did not send him.
神不是说呼召每个人都做牧师，正常的回应是我愿意接受神的呼召作为牧师，应该对没有被选当牧师而感到
This should
感
be
到悲
the
哀。
great God that we serve that's worthy of our responses.
那么这是一个伟大的神，是完全值得我们全身顺服的想法。
Perhaps the reason is because we have not deeply overwhelmed by the mercy of God.
也许这个原因就是我们心里面真正还没有被神的怜悯所深深震撼。
We are not overwhelmed by the mercy of God.
我们没有对神的怜悯感到深深震撼，
Why?
因为什么呢？
Perhaps we never felt the weight of our own sin.
也许我们没有真正的感到我们罪的沉重。
We have not felt that our sin is so heavy.
我们没有体会到罪有这么的沉重。
So we never think of the mercy of God is so wonderful.
所以我们就没有意识到神的怜悯是这样的让人惊叹。
We do not feel the weight of our sin, perhaps because we never truly understand the holiness of God.
我们没有意识到我们罪的深，罪孽的深重，是我们可能从来没有认识到神的圣洁。
Only when the holiness of God becomes weighty to us, sin becomes heavy to us.
当神的圣洁在我们心中真是那样伟大的彰显，你们会看到罪的沉重。
Only when sin becomes heavy, then mercy becomes unbelievably sweet.
当我们认识到罪的沉重，我们会感到神的怜悯和恩典是那样的甜美。
Only then, surrender is the only reasonable things, only reasonable way to live.
只有在那个时候，我们才认识到降服，它会成为唯一合理的生活方式。
This is why Paul says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
所以这是保罗在对这生命的呼召，说弟兄们，把你们身体献上，当作活祭，这是神所喜悦的。
And Romans chapter 12, verse 1 ends with, This is the true and proper worship.
罗马书12章1节，这才是真正的敬拜。
I'm going to run over a little bit, I mean, more than a little bit. I have shared part of my testimony with you this summer.
我跟大家分享过部分的我的见证。
I come to realize something that I haven't paid attention to. Isaiah lived.
我意识到我对这个有一段神的提醒没有非常的注意，就是以赛亚说到的对。
Isaiah lived began as an unclean lived.
以赛亚的嘴唇开始是不洁的嘴唇。
With God's mercy, they become forgiven lips.
是因为神的怜悯，所以他的嘴唇成为被饶恕的嘴唇。
And then they became surrendered lips.
然后成为顺服的嘴唇。
Finally, they are commissioned lips.
他们最后成为大使命的嘴唇。
Sent to speak the word of God.
他被向世界传讲神的话。
I told you I was 13 when I became a Christian.
我跟大家分享过，我13岁成为基督徒。
God began to show me how unclean my lips were.
神向我显示我的嘴有多么的不洁。
My words revealed how selfish and how self-centered my heart was.
我的嘴说出来的话显示了我心里面多么的自义，多么的自我中心。
One year later, when I was 14. God called me to
God called me to full-time ministry.
一年后，我14岁的时候，神召我前去服侍。
The longer I serve, the more I feel that my lips cannot be used for anything else other than preaching the word of God.
我服侍的时间越长，我越意识到我的嘴唇只能是说不是神的话，不能够用作任何其他的事。
If you know this church, you know that we care deeply about the word of God.
如果你熟悉我们这个教会，我们对神的话语非常的注重。
We are not trying to build the church on personality.
我们并不是要把我们教会建立在非常有个性的基础上。
We are not building our ministry on programs.
我们对我们的服侍，我们的使命，不是说是各种各样的节目。
We want the word of God governance.
我们要神的话语来做我们的主。
So when I see Isaiah, I come to realize, oh, that is why God made me feel like every word come out of my life when I was 13 years old was all filthy and unclean.
我重新看以赛亚书6章，我回头意识到为什么在我13岁的时候，蒙召我的时候，让我看到我的嘴唇有多么的不洁。
I have nothing else to say
我没有任何其他的话可讲，
but the word of God.
只能宣讲神的话语。
Nothing else is truly worthy of saying.
其他的话都值得一提，值得说。
Recently, I was invited to speak at a retreat at a local for a local church in May.
我最近被邀请去在缅因中的一个地方教会去做宣讲。
Afterwards, one of their main coworkers sat with me during lunch.
之后，他们一个同工和我在午餐的时候坐在一起。
He essentially said, "You are not a very exciting speaker."
你并不是很让人振奋人心的一个讲员。
He was a song leader that walks around, and I see him just walk down the aisles and sing and clap hands. And he says, "I just stand there, my tongue is not too excited and not very exciting speaker."
他在那个会场里边走来走去，然后非常的能够激动的有各种各样的手势。他跟我讲说你的讲道并不是很让人针对人心。
But the next sentence he says, "But you speak as if the word of God must actually be practiced as it says."
但他下一句话讲说你讲的道，让我们意识到神的话是一定要被行出来。
I don't quite understand what he says. What do you mean by that?
我问他你是什么意思呢？
He says you are one of the very few speakers that think the word of God says what it means.
你是那种不多的讲人之一，会真正的认识神的话语，说的话就是神真正的预备的话语。
And our life need to live out the way the word of God says.
我们的生命要活出神的话语所说的。
Well, to me it's given. But to him it is not given because he doesn't see them often.
对我来说，这好像很自然而然，对他来说，这不是很自然的事情，因为他不常见这样。
I don't want to imply what he means because I don't want to imply anything about that church.
我不想再深讲，而一直或者判断这个教会如何。
But we have the revelation of God
但是我们有神的话语，
in our hand, in our phone.
我们手中有圣经，我们的手机里面也有圣经。
We discuss it every week.
我们每星期谈论圣经。
We sing songs every week.
我每星期敬拜唱歌。
We listen to it every week.
我每星期听讲道。
What have we done with it?
我们对这个话是怎样做的呢？
How have we responded?
我们怎样回应神的话呢？
At the end, the question is not, did I enjoy worship today?
那么最终的问题是，我今天有没有享受这个敬拜？
Today's worship certainly is not enjoyable, it's too long.
或者说你纯粹是今天的敬拜，没有什么新鲜，不是太让人享受。
The question is, have I responded to such a holy, merciful, great God?
这真正的问题是我对这样一位圣洁的神，我有没有做出合理的回应？
Have I responded to him appropriately?
我们有没有互相合理的回应神的呼召，回应神的圣洁？
I'm not saying that I am against, I respect John Piper very much, but we are not here to enjoy.
我非常尊敬 John Piper，但是我们在这个时候不是说是只是享受。
We are not here to enjoy, we are here to know the glory of God.
我们不是在这去享受，我们在这是要认识神的圣洁和伟大。
You will respond appropriately.
让我们以正确的方式来回应。
I still want to sing a song.
我还想唱一首歌，
He named me earlier.
就是我们在现在唱最后一首《一年一度》这首歌，
We only sing it once.
我们一起唱一遍。
And then let's stand, and then we will
我们一
go
起，
for prayer
大
for
家一起
the
唱，然后我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for your mercy.
亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们的怜悯。
We are such as sinners.
我们是这样罪孽深重的人。
We are not worthy of your saving.
我们真是不配得你的救赎。
But you did send your son to save us.
但是你当你的唯一的儿子派来救赎我。
The only reasonable thing we can do is to offer ourselves back to you.
我们没有任何其他可以献上，只能把我们自己献上。
Thank you. And let it be whatever you want it to be.
献上自己，让你认为，让你做所需用的事。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
我们耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。